It's Ash Wednesday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. Each day during Lent in Rome, there is a designated a station church, and these are actually found on the pages of the Mass in the Missale Romanum. In these podcasts, let's visit these churches in our hearts each day for a kind of a Lenten pilgrimage. Think of yourself as a catechumen being prepared to enter the church at Easter. You're being schooled, spiritually prepared for the most important moment of your lives, baptism. Picture gathering at a nearby church and then processing to the station church singing litanies. Many of the churches were dedicated to martyrs, and you are visiting them as well, as if reviewing your family history. The list of stations goes back in large part to the time of Pope St. Gregory the Great, who died in 604. Today, the Roman station is at Santa Sabina on the Aventine Hill. She was a 2nd century martyr. The church was built in the early 5th century on the Aventine after the sack of Rome. In Rome, the earliest churches rose from the shrines of martyrs and cemeteries and from the houses of prominent Christians where they would gather. Dominic lived here. This was the church given to the Dominicans. And St. Thomas Aquinas stayed here, and this is also where Pius V had his vision of the Battle of Lepanto. And on the doors of the church is the oldest known image of Christ crucified between the two thieves. And so this is how we begin. I'm a great fan of Father Patrick Troadec, so let's hear his meditation for Ash Wednesday, which I don't think I've ever read before. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. The priest will pronounce those words over each one of us today as he traces a cross with ashes on our forehead. It is the curse that was pronounced by God against Adam and Eve after original sin. All men are their descendants. All will die sooner or later. Death is a punishment due to sin. But our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, conquered death by his sacrifice on the cross. In order to have a share in his resurrection on Easter Day and for all eternity, each and every one of us must have a share in his passion, which is why that cross is traced on our forehead with ashes. These crosses are the symbol of humility, a little dust, like the humus of the earth, of penance, as in Nineveh in the time of Jonah, and of what we are, namely, nothing at all of ourselves. In order to understand these things rightly, let us read the prayer which the priest says in the blessing of these ashes. O God, who desirest not the death but the repentance of sinners, in thy goodness vouchsafe to bless these ashes, which we purpose to put on our heads in a token of lowliness and to obtain forgiveness, so that we who know that we are but ashes, and for the demerits of our wickedness are to return to dust, may deserve to obtain from thy mercy the pardon of all our sins and the rewards promised to the penitent. Lord Jesus, I accept in expiation for my sins the kind of death that it will please thee to send me, and I desire from this moment on to lead a better life, seeking in particular a greater purity of intention in all my actions. Today, many of you will receive your ashes if you go to Mass. In some places, as in Rome, they are often sprinkled on the top of the head. Father Troadec talks about the cross on the forehead that's in very many places. Back when the clerical tonsure was obligatory, a kind of a silver dollar-sized circle shaved on the crown of the head of clerics, clerics received the ashes where the tonsure was. In other places, you receive the smudged cross on your forehead. Anyway, the ashes weren't going to last for the next 6 weeks, except, I hope, in your own penitential attitude.